The taste part is when the Holy Ghost move upon your life. This partaker means that the Holy Ghost is moving through your life. You've shared in his power. It's not that you've been healed. No, you done laid hands and healed people. Anybody hear me up in here? It's not that you get a word. You done prophesied a word to somebody. It's not that you heard tongues. You done spoken tongues yourself. But I'm here to tell you, even though you've done all those things and shared with the Holy Ghost in your in the power, it don't mean that you're saved tonight. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. You don't think the devil do miracles too?
Thank you so much for tuning in to another blessed presentation of God's Holy Word with Pastor Omar Tebow. This sermon has been recorded live at Philadelphia Christian Church right here in Lafayette, Louisiana. As always, each audio message is designed to bring you into a deeper knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's go into a sermon that's already in session.
The heavenly gift is none other than the Holy Ghost. So this text is teaching us that some people are so close to salvation that they have experienced the Holy Ghost in some kind of way. Pastor, what you talking about here? I'm glad you asked. Maybe they felt the Holy Spirit while sitting in church. Felt the Holy Ghost bring a presence upon their hearts and upon their souls. They felt the Holy Ghost lead them. Come on, come to the altar. Lead them. Come on, come on, be saved. Come on, bring your sins to Christ. They feel the impressive power of the Holy Ghost. Huh? But some of them, when they feel that impression, they don't yield. They don't get up and come to the altar. Maybe they shame what their friends going to say. Maybe they shame what their church brothers and sisters going to say. Oh, they're going to say that I wasn't saved all this time. Forget what people say. Come to the cross. Come to Jesus. That's the problem with us in here. We worried about everybody else except our own souls. They felt the impression of the Holy Ghost and not moved. Or maybe they come up to this altar and they come up and they're looking around at the paint and at the banners. They're looking around at other things and they don't really get what's happening at this altar. They felt the presence. They've tasted the heavenly gift. But they were not moved to close the deal of salvation. You see, the key word here is tasted. You see, did you know you could taste something without swallowing it? Did you know you could taste something without it becoming a part of you and you becoming a part of it? See, usually when we eat something, we swallow it whole, it become a part of our body. We got some people tasting God in here. And not making God a part of them and them a part of God. They just tasting in here. They come in here like they go on Whole Foods, just a sample. But they don't want to buy nothing. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Pastor, you got me. I understand that you do that in Whole Foods. But don't you dare come do this in church. All right? All right? Why they don't buy in Whole Foods? Let's stick with that example. Huh? They go taste. They go just to taste test. Leave Whole Foods full. Leave Whole Foods whole. Leave Whole Foods whole. But they're tasting everything, but when they go to get it on the shelf, it's too expensive. It's too expensive. And that's what they're doing in church. They come into church tasting the presence of the Holy Ghost, tasting the conviction on their souls. Tasting the Holy Ghost move on their behalf, healing their body, giving them children in their womb, moving the Holy Ghost, opening doors for them. Miracles happening. They tasting of the Holy Ghost. But when the Holy Ghost say, come on and make it real, make it close the deal. They say, oh no, it's too expensive. You say, Pastor, I thought salvation was free. Yes, it is free. But that don't mean that after you get it, it ain't going to cost you something. Pastor, what does salvation cost me? It cost me my former life. It cost me my former life. That's why Jesus, he tell us, he said, listen, before you be my disciple, you better do what? You better count the cost. No man build a house without counting the cost first. No man go out to war with 10,000, the one that got 20,000 before he count the cost and see if he could take with 10,000, the one that coming with 20,000. You know the scriptures. I'm not using the numbers, but you know the scriptures. Listen to me. We got some in here. You want to come and taste. But when Christ tells you to take up your cross and follow him, You say, oh, Lord, that's too expensive. I can't leave my women. I can't leave my men. I can't leave my men and my women. I can't leave my gambling. I can't leave my casino. I can't leave my bingo. I can't leave my lotto. I can't leave my Evangeline Downs. I can't leave my marijuana. I can't leave my pills. I can't leave. God, it's too expensive, God, for me to come. So what they do? Every Sunday, every Tuesday, they come to taste. I'm telling you here tonight, you can be coming in here enlightened, knowing what we're talking about, tasting the miracles, the conviction, the impressions, God doing some things for you, even in your life. But you still could not have it. Point number three, partakers. People that's lost, he's talking about. They make the mistake of thinking they saved because they've been enlightened. Thinking they saved because they taste something. Thinking they saved because they are partakers. He says, for it is impossible for those that were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of what? Of the Holy Ghost. See, these people close to salvation have not only been enlightened, not only tasted, not only, amen, tasted the Holy Ghost in his operation, but they have been partakers. They've shared with the Holy Ghost in his power. Pastor, what this mean? All right. This is different than taste. The taste part is when the Holy Ghost move upon your life. This partaker means that the Holy Ghost is moving through your life. You've shared in his power. It's not that you've been healed. No, you done laid hands and healed people. Anybody hear me up in here? It's not that you get a word. You done prophesied a word to somebody. It's not that you heard tongues, you done spoke in tongues yourself. But I'm here to tell you, even though you've done all those things and shared with the Holy Ghost in the power, it don't mean that you're saved tonight. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. You don't think the devil do miracles too? Oh yeah, we see people do miracles and think, because they are partakers of the Holy Ghost, that they're saved. It couldn't be further from the truth. Couldn't be further from the truth. Got a lot of people in church speaking tongues all day long. Ain't no closer to salvation than the devil himself. Ooh, you don't want to hear that this morning. This evening. You don't want to hear that this evening? Matthew 7:22. Look at it now. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? That's preachers, pastors, prophets, prophetess, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not even did what? Cast out devils. Listen, 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 listen. The power of God is moving through them. They casting out devils. On TV, everything. We see them people, they land, people falling out. We automatically conclude, oh, he must be saved. Does the Bible really teach us that? He says, we have prophesied in thy name. We've cast out devils in thy name. Look what the Bible is saying. And in thy name done how many wonderful works? Many wonderful works. What that wonderful is, the miraculous. The miraculous. Let me say it again. They preaching, prophesying, speaking in tongues, laying hands, healing. They're doing all the miraculous. Pastor, could this be? Oh, yeah, it could be. Remember, Judas was never his. But when he gave authority to go out and to heal and to go out and do all that, guess who was doing it with all the rest of the real disciples? Judas was doing it. They all came back. Lord, even the devils are subject unto us. Come on, let me teach you the Bible tonight. The sorcerers in Egypt did the same miracles Moses did. Moses threw down his staff. What they did, they threw down their staff too. So being a partaker of the power of the Holy Ghost don't make you saved. You thinking that you saved because God working through you. Maybe God working through you because you done laid your hands on a child of God he really want to heal, amen. And he done, hallelujah, he done looked at the person he want to heal and say, all right, I'm going to use this one anyway. They say, we've done many wonderful works. We prophesied in your name. We've cast out devils. But look what Jesus says in 23. And then Jesus says, will I profess unto them that was doing all that stuff, I never knew you. Not that you were saved and lost it. There was not a single day in your life, the 50, 60, 70 years that you lived, that you were saved and that you knew me, I never knew you. You was always lost. You was always against me. Even when you thought you was working for me. He says, I never knew you. Depart from me. What? Ye that work. What? Iniquity. You could be close. You could be close and not have it. I wonder how many of us in the church watch people operating the miraculous and really stamp upon them saved before we do like Jesus said. You shall know them by their fruits. Number four, tasted the good word. Tasted the good word. Pastor, what you doing to us tonight? Oh, we're going to make you call an election show tonight. Because you could be close to it. You could be close to it. In verse 5, it says, and they have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. These people come to church, y'all, they're enlightened. They've tasted. They have been partakers of the power of the Holy Ghost. What else? They've tasted the good word. Watch this, Malvo. To these people who are close to salvation, the word is actually good to them. They like the word. They like to come hear it be preached. They're sitting here and they're entertained by it. They love it. They love the word. Isn't that amazing to be lost and love the word? See, I ain't never told you why they love it yet, but just be with me for a second. He said, they're close to salvation. They've tasted the good word. It's pleasurable unto them. In some way or fashion, some way, shape, or fashion, they like it, though they are not saved. Matthew Henry says that they memorize it, they quote it, they talk it in their conversation, they preach it in their sermon. But if you look closely, they don't live it. If you look closely, they don't live it, and they're not saved. Close, but not saved. Well, Pastor, why do they love the word so much? You see, you could love the word with a wicked motive. See, we don't think deep as believers. We hear somebody quoting the scripture. We hear somebody got a good memory, memorize the scripture. We hear somebody get up and preach and it's just like, oh, he know, she know her scripture.
We pray that you are blessed, encouraged, and challenged by today's message. As always, we would love for you to fellowship with us in person. Our service times are Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Also on Tuesdays, we have midweek Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. We would really appreciate if you would consider partnering with us financially to help keep this broadcast on the air. In order to do so, simply go to the website, philadelphiacc.org, and just click the donate button. And as always, our prayer is that God would richly bless you and keep you and give you peace. Shalom.
EXCM Publishing is grateful to announce Pastor Omar's newest book, Generosity. In this book, you're going to learn what the Bible says about giving. Being armed with this knowledge, you will immediately be able to identify who's playing in church and who's real in church. Giving to the Lord is a proof of your love for Him and your devotion to Him. Generosity, Pastor Omar's fourth book. Get your copy today, available online by visiting extm.org.